Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Because of COVID-19 concerns at polling places, Ohio had a primary election that was delayed and almost entirely consisted of mail-in absentee ballots. Joining me to talk about what could happen in the fall is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So do you think the absentee ballots will be the norm for the November election?
I'm not sure if they'll be the norm. I don't think they'll be universal, but unless that is the COVID-19 situation is extremely bad by early November. But you know, there is every indication in Ohio and a lot of other states, absentee balloting is going to break all previous records. I mean, people just are starting to get used to doing it. And number two, there's some fear among a lot of people that they don't want to go into a polling place and take the risk of being infected.
Now, President Trump's been very outspoken in opposition to these mail-in ballots, saying there's potential for widespread fraud. Has there ever been anything proven that says there's a reason to be concerned?
No, there's nothing. I mean, there are isolated examples here and there. From time to time, not anything that would have any impact on an election. I don't know where he's coming from on this, if it's some sort of voter suppression thing or what, but he's starting to cut off federal funding to some states that for allegedly mailing out absentee ballots to voters, to all voters, which is just, he's just wrong about that. Those states aren't mailing ballots. They're mailing applications for ballots. And then it's up to every voter whether or not he or she wants to vote by mail.
So are Republican leaders in states, for example, like Ohio, following the president's lead on the opposition to the mail-in ballots?
Not really, not at all. Certainly not in Ohio. The Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, who is a Republican, plans on mailing absentee ballot applications to every voter in the state, registered voter in the state, right sometime shortly after Labor Day. And he's encouraging it, and Governor DeWine is encouraging it. In Hamilton County, the Republican Party is telling the rank and file to vote early by mail in order to get votes in the bank for the November election. There's really no way of stopping this, certainly not as long as the threat of COVID-19 is real.
Now, the election, of course, for November, about 4 months away. Are people already asking for these absentee ballots in Ohio?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Talked to Hamilton County Board of Elections the other day, and they said at that point they had received about 10,000 requests for absentee ballots. And by law, they can't mail out ballots until October 6th. But it was just a pretty good indication that there's a lot of interest out there in voting by mail. If 10,000 are asking for ballots 4 months before the election.
Do you think this could be a record-breaking year for absentee ballots?
No, I think it will. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. Look at Hamilton County. Hamilton County has approximately 150,000 absentee ballots in a typical presidential year. And this year, the election officials in this county are preparing to mail as many as 400,000 ballots to voters. That is an incredible number.
Well, Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time and read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.